Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, I am so pleased to announce that it's back. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Thursday morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Welcome along. So I'm going to do a shout out. I'm just going to do a shout out.
Okay. Old school.
And it's to the shopping delivery guy, David, who arrived at my door yesterday and opened the front door and he went, Dave Berry. And I said, hello. I said, no, what's your name? He said, David. He said, nice to meet you. I said, it's lovely to meet you too. And then he looked around and he went, oh, I can't believe I'm actually seeing where the bins are in real life.
So you didn't see, you haven't clocked the stickers on them by this point?
No, I haven't put my own face on my own bins yet. It's not come to that. Oh, but you could have my face on your bins. He was thrilled to see the bin situation, as he called it.
Oh, yeah,
he said, I can't wait to tell my missus about this.
Meticulous. And was he wearing a yellow fleece of any kind?
No, he didn't look as resplendent as you do, Matt, in your fleece. He was, but he was a snappy dresser.
Yeah.
He did a great job, and he was thrilled about the bin
Nice.
But that's what I mean. We are capturing the imagination of the nation, is what I'm trying to get across.
You're a binfluencer.
I am a binfluencer in every way. And if you would like a sticker of my face on your wheelie bin, well, this is the talky bit of the breakfast show for you. And as always, all you need to do is listen to this clip from yesterday's show and then answer a question based upon it. And yesterday, when we announced once again that Glenn is going to be going on tour in September, he told us about his past experiences at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
The prices in Edinburgh are extortionate.
Yeah.
And usually in the past, I've had to live with minimum 7 people. The most I ever lived with was the first time I ever did a show, there were 15 of us. 15 in like a 4-bedroom flat. And in my room, there were 3 of us staying in the room. And basically, 2 of us were in the bed, 1 of us was on and every 3 nights, it was your turn to sleep. Career-wise, that was like the most important months of our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if you do your A-levels while sleeping on the That was basically it.
So, to stick it to the bin man, tell us, where did the third person have to sleep in the shared bedroom? Was it A, the floor, or B, the landlady's sheepskin rug? Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. That's 8-12-15. This is your chance to stick it to the bin man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have everything you need to complete your home and garden projects. Shop in store or through the Wix app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
6:46 on your Thursday morning. Now is your chance to stick it to the bin man. And joining us on line one, we have Sadie. Good morning, Sadie.
Morning, team.
Hi, Sadie.
Hello. Sadie, you're driving along to your job as a dog groomer. What an incredible job that is.
Thank you.
Did you want to do that when you were little? Is that the kind of thing you want to do when you're 5 and then you get to do as an actual adult?
So when I was younger, I always wanted to work with animals, but I never thought I'd be a dog groomer.
Which is the most complicated dog to groom, Sadie?
It's probably going to be the ones that don't want to cooperate the most.
Don't want to cooperate.
Ones. Imagine that.
Yeah, but does size matter, Sadie?
It does,
Tell me it doesn't.
Bigger dogs are easier, smaller dogs are a bit more fiddly.
So Fred and Bertie, right? Matt's 2 little shih tzus.
Yes.
Are they a difficult dog? I've got Benji in my life. That's my mum and dad's dog. Are they difficult to groom, the shih tzu?
They can be sometimes. They tend to like to sneeze in your face when you're trying to groom them.
Oh, bless them, those little cute sneezes.
Nasal problems, yeah. Snoring all night, tell me about it.
Yeah.
So, Sadie, let's get down to business, shall we? If you were to win a bin sticker, which one of your bins are you going to put my face on?
I'm going to put it on my general bin, as that goes out the most.
Oh, Sadie, nice. Yes, marketing expert Simon said it was guerrilla marketing at its finest, and it's thanks to people like you that it is.
Yeah.
So tell us, we know that Glenn is going back to the Edinburgh Festival in August before embarking on a tour in September. You can get your tickets, glenmorecomedy.com.
Nice.
Where did the third person have to sleep when he shared a room with multiple comedians?
He had to sleep on the floor.
It was the floor, yes. Not the landlady's sheepskin rug. Yes, Sadie, nice talking to you. Send our love to the doggies. We'll speak to you soon.
Will do. Thank you.
Cheers, Sadie. Bye now. And there will be a chance for you to stick it to the bin man on Monday morning, as, of course, tomorrow around this time. We'd like to give you a chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 minutes past seven on your Thursday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show here on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. As, of course, there's what's going on social media. This man knows it all. I mean, sometimes I think I've doom scrolled.
Yeah.
I've been scrolling forever and ever and ever. But Matt Dyson and his, well, I mean, it's a huge, bloated staff at the social ammunition desk.
Exactly, yeah.
Always find that gem I've missed.
Mining for gold, Dave. That's what we do, me and the team here. And you'll be unsurprised to learn this. Still a lot of socials about Boris Johnson and the crisis, as we heard with
what's happening
with as we heard with Glenn in the news, ministers dropping like flies.
It's amazing.
There are lots of live news reports from Downing Street on the TV. Well, it seems like it's a bit of a DOS for the newsreaders in the studios, as represented by Tim Wilcox, by the BBC newsreader who was doing a live. They were doing a live report from Downing Street, and they unexpectedly cut back to him in the studio, and he was slouched back in his chair, feet up on the desk, doom scrolling through his phone.
Oh.
And then he suddenly realised the red light came on, he shot back to normal, and then he went back. But I mean, because obviously he wasn't expecting them to cut to him, but the video has gone viral. It's amazing to see.
I have done numerous shoots in the past for you know radio shows and stuff, and the photographer always encourages the feet on the desk.
Oh yes,
and
I will not
do that. My nan could see this picture.
Yes. Yeah.
Why have you got your feet on the furniture, young man?
Real...
And I'm like, but I'm the breakfast show. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, it's true. I agree. Would you do that at home? No. So don't put your feet up on the desk here. Yeah, it's a real radio cliche on the socials, isn't it? That one, the feet up on the desk, just doing another show.
The hand
here.
Over the mouth.
Yeah.
Be yelling into the mouth. I'm telling you what you're really thinking.
The other amazing news incident from the past 24 hours is Christian Calgi has shared a great clip of what he calls the weirdest metaphor about Boris Johnson you're ever going to hear. It's courtesy of Labour MP Chris Bryant dropping this laboured analogy on Sky News yesterday. Just listen to this.
Yeah, but he is still Prime Minister.
He's still Prime Minister, yes. I don't think it'll be for much longer. I don't know whether you stayed in a hotel recently, but you know at the breakfast bar they have those toasters that just don't really toast your bread, so it goes very, very slowly and you have to put it through three or four times. I think the Prime Minister's toast, but the toaster's just got to keep on going through the toaster.
I love it. I think it's actually quite a good analogy. It's just the way it was delivered.
Yeah,
it's sort of
tight and bright, man.
The toaster's just got to go round a few more times. So, yeah, it's browning. The toast is browning, I think we can confirm. And the other story, away from all of that Boris Johnson stuff, Kim Kardashian has put Barnsley...
Wow, I didn't see that coming. Yeah. You could have given me a million years and 1,000 guesses.
Kim Kardashian has put Barnsley on the map. The South Yorkshire...
Well, I think Barnsley was already on the map, wasn't it?
Well, this is
a fine place.
The people of Barnsley...
We've got to buy a new globe now.
yeah, that's true. Thank God she's put it there. So the South Yorkshire market town features on some trousers. She's been sporting in Paris at a Balenciaga. I don't know if I'm correct. Balenciaga store in Paris. Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Producer Dave told me about one of their T-shirts now.
So she was wearing a new jumpsuit, and Barnsley is listed on there for some reason. The museums of Barnsley have tweeted that thanking her for putting them on the map. Apparently, Barnsley was on her trousers for a strange reason.
Hang on, are you making it up now? I don't know. Are you having a fever dream or something? What's going on here?
This is why it's gone viral. So apparently, the people at Balenciaga, they created a band and put loads of fake tour dates on the trousers. The dates are based on people who work for Balenciaga, so that all the bosses' birthdays. So they're all listed on the trousers with the dates of their birthdays. And Barnsley Barnsley happened to be one of the locations, and that's why Kim Kardashian has put Barnsley back on the map, or on the map.
There's so much to these trousers. Sometimes you just want to buy a pair of jeans. Do you know what I mean? Now you've got to don the boss's birthday.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Very strange.
Hey, excuse me, where are you going with those trousers? They've not got my date of birth on them, are they?
Bring them back, Let's sort that out quickly. Anyway, so there you go. Kim Kardashian's trousers and some analogy about toast and Boris and Totel toasters. I'm drifting off myself.
Right,
now,
I'm going to
be talking about
it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Comes around so quick. Yes, it's this. Bandagrams, 24 hours have passed and now your opportunity again to get a shout out. Wow. So I want your names, I want where you are, I want what you're up to right now. The devil is in the detail. I like to know exactly what you're doing at this moment in time. But of course, atop all of that, I need a correct answer. And this morning, we have put someone from a band into the Bandagrams machine. Okay. Now, we play this band and this person's music on Absolute Radio, mm-hmm. on Absolute Radio 70s, Absolute 80s, and Absolute Radio 90s.
Ooh, okay.
But tell me, who is Receded Fury Rim?
What?
Who is Receded Fury Rim?
Wow.
As I say, I want your names, I want your answers, I want where you are and what you're doing to 8-12-15. That's 8-12-15. Tell me who Receded Fury Rim is and you can get yourself a shout out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Whatever your budget, whatever your bathroom transformation, Wix have got you covered with their new bathroom ranges. Shop in store or download the app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Receded Fury Rim.
Do, 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 do.
Who is that? Someone from a band that we play on Absolute Radio, Absolute Radio 70s, Absolute 80s, and Absolute Radio 90s. Matt Dyson, did you figure it out?
From the band Queen, I believe it's Freddie
Brian
Mercury.
Freddie Mercury. Yes. Yes. Congratulations. Well done. Rude Fired Mercy was another bandagram for Freddie. Crime Dude Ferry. And there was another one that I actually can't read out.
All right.
In fact, in brackets, the Hypebeast one will said one for off air and then close brackets. So we'll leave it there. Congratulations to David from London, Vic and Gaz, the teachers who are driving to school in Stockwell, Sarah, the student nurse in Kent, on her way to her last ever placement. Well done, Sarah. Dino in Ilkeston, whose dog poop bag has just split.
Oh,
sorry, Dino.
Dear.
Tom in Sunderland, John from Blackpool out delivering cars in the Midlands. Nick, the floor layer, fitting carpet tiles in a hospital office. Vicky in a miserable Scarborough, getting ready for work on the countdown till the end of term. The amount of messages we get from people, teachers, they count down more to end of term than pupils do.
Just a few weeks to go in there as well.
Good luck. Andrew from Barking on his way into London town for a day in the office, pretending I actually like my colleagues, Dave. And finally, Michael in Lincolnshire, just happily skipping off to work after successfully cleaning his best lawnmower.
Oh,
the owner of multiple lawnmowers right there. Well done to you, Michael. It was Freddie Mercury, and Bandagrams will return to the Breakfast Show tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yeah, 7:36 on your Thursday morning, and it is the final week of 10 weeks of tickets, and we have your chance to see Coldplay in Glasgow. And this week we've been revisiting some of our favourite games, the ones we have played to give you tickets to see the best live music on planet Earth. And today I'm so excited because Take It to the Limit is back.
Oh,
or it's also known
as
Up and Up is what we're calling it, which of course is the title of a Coldplay song.
Yeah.
So how does Up and Up work?
It's a twist on everyone's favourite game, this. So in front of me, I have a vessel of undetermined size. All you need to do is fill it from another vessel of undetermined size. The more you shout up and up, the more I fill until you shout stop.
Perfect.
So whoever gets nearest to the rim will win. Hashtag rim it to win it. The contestant who gets closest wins. So if you overspill, then you do automatically lose. So that's how
it's
it
basically blackjack, but with water.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Stick or twist. Stick or twist. Up and up or stop.
Okay, if you would like to play for your chance to see Coldplay in Glasgow, then call right now 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. T's and C's are online.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
It's getting warmer, but not to worry. Wix are prepared with everything you need to make yourself comfortable. Shop their range of fans to keep cool inside.
Be house proud with Wix.
7:47 on your Thursday morning. Here we go.
10 weeks of tickets.
Oh, yes, 10 weeks of tickets and your chance to see Coldplay live in Glasgow as we play...
Up and Up.
Oh.
We play nice. Up and Up. Matt Dyson has a vessel of undetermined size in front of him. He will keep filling it with water as you shout up and up and up and up and up. And from another vessel of undetermined size, the water shall pour until you shout stop. When you think you are near the rim of the vessel, you must hashtag rim it to win it. The contestant who gets the closest to the top will win, but if you penetrate said rim and spill, you automatically lose. And playing this morning on line one is Ian. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, how are you? Oh, morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Yeah. Hey, man, welcome. Morning. Lovely having you on the show. On line two, we got Claire. Hello there, Claire.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello,
morning,
Claire. Claire, Ian, Claire.
Morning, Ian.
Okay, Matt Dyson, are okay. you ready to enter the theatre of Atlantis?
Yes, Dave, I am now in Chris Martin's wet room. And wait a minute, we haven't got napkins down.
Producer, oh, hang just, on, come we on, can't, you
we're a bit rusty. I don't want to cause any damage because there's a lot of water.
We've not done this for, what, two weeks now?
There's a lot of water involved here, so yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Dave, we're ready. It's time to activate the vessel mic.
Activating vessel mic. Vessel mic activated.
Lovely. Okay.
Okay, so, Ian, you're going first. You just need to shout up and up and up and up and then stop.
Okay.
Okay, let the pouring commence. Here we go.
Here we go.
Open up and open up and open up and stop.
Ooh.
Okay, okay. Very nicely done,
where
Ian.
We are
marking that off. Chris Martin sat in the corner of his wet room thinking, who are you lot? Okay, let's put that away.
Okay, I'm just reloading.
Claire, the same from you. Up and up and up and then stop.
Okay, and remember, Claire, every teardrop is a waterfall. Okay?
Oh, nice. Someone's getting the Blue Peter badge at the end of the show today. Well done, sir. Okay.
Here we go.
And up.
Stop! Oh, it's so tight. Who's done it?
Ian's just done it.
Ian, you've done it! Wow!
Fantastic.
So close.
Oh, Ian, congratulations. You are off to see Coldplay. Claire, it was so brilliant. Close. Unlucky. Okay. That's the closest game of this we have ever had. Ian, thank you for tuning into the show. Enjoy the gig.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
Speak to you later on, my friend. You take care of yourself. Wow. 10 weeks of tickets continues on home time from 4 p.m. I cannot believe it.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
11 minutes past 8 on your Thursday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where right now we're dedicating some time to a humour loop. To find oneself being faced by the same attempt at humour by another person on a seemingly endless cycle. Are you stuck in a humour loop? Who put you there? And what are they saying? 8 to 12, 15 is the number. I, of course, will get the ball rolling. It's only fair. Yeah. That's how it works. At a previous place of employment, there was a gentleman who worked on reception.
Yes.
And I think in about 2009, I'm guesstimating, so it's a long time ago, I did a movie special for Channel 4 about a Wolverine film.
Okay.
From the X-Men.
Yeah. Mm.
And as part of the process, because it would just be a bit of fun, the actual Wolverine makeup artist made me up as Hugh Jackman's Wolverine.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
Slightly slender version. So, you know, that was just part of it. It was a little bit of fun. And this person saw that. And I walked in one day, as I say, back in about 2009, and he went, Wolverine.
Well, nice.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Now, that happened every day for years.
Oh,
right?
No. Now, good morning, Wolverine.
The reason we're talking about a humour loop, and it's the only term I could think of for it, is I walked past my old place of employment yesterday on the way to something, and he was stood outside. And I walked past. I've not seen him in like 5 years. And he went, Wolverine!
Oh,
couldn't believe it. Please release me from the humour loop. Please, let me go.
I bet if you said to him now, why do you call me Wolverine, he'd go, I don't know.
Is it because Adeline claws come out of your hands? I don't know.
Just an automatic reaction when
just
he sees your
Just an automatic reaction,
face.
Wolverine. Just let me, please let me out of your humour loop, Matt Dyson.
Oh, yeah. I'm with a surname like Dyson, I get it quite a lot. My next door neighbour used to call me Mr. Hoover every time he saw me. Wow. Yeah, nice one, John. And also...
don't name him.
Come on, get the postcode.
Wobetide anyone.
And shame.
No, I won't. He's a lovely guy, really. But woe betide anyone who wears shorts on the school run. I mean, I run the gauntlet of humour loops. At the gate, there's like the caretaker at the gate, go, oh, shorts, oh, it's a bit colder. Everyone all the way, anyone I know, go, oh, shorts, oh, good weather's a short. Stop it.
Adam in Surrey's just texted in saying, Dave, sick of walking into work after a haircut and the reaction being like I've had plastic surgery on my actual face. Thank you, Adam. So, yes, the humour loop. Who put you there? What are they saying? 8, 12, 15. Come, share.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome to the humour loop. Dave, I walked into work with a pizza one time. And every day for the last 3 years, the security guard on the door has said, no pizza today. Any pizza for me?
Classic.
No, says Laura in Shropshire.
Drop it.
Just no. Dave and the team, good morning. We have a guy at work selling his Porsche. Every morning he says to me, George, do you want to buy a Porsche? No, I don't, says George in Leicester. And George, you've really outed your work, mate. I mean, if we're looking specific details here.
Yeah, that's quite clear.
I mean, we're looking for someone who's selling a Porsche, who lives in Leicester, and has a workmate called George. You're outing your captor in the humour loop. I like that. I confess, I always say to my youngest son, is it the Muffin Man, whenever he asks me, do you know? However, I'm unrepentant, as it's not funny, but now he finds it quite funny, and I like the fact I've broken him. Yes, I have broken my only child in the humour loop, says Robin Braintree. Sarah's got in touch saying, dear Dave and the team, at weekends I DJ a club night. Every Friday, a guy at work says the same joke. Play Nagadoo again? I DJ Progressive House, Dave. I DJ Progressive House. Glenn, I imagine as a comedian, your friends who are also comedians would never put you in a humour loop, surely.
No.
But they're too smart for that. They're too funny.
I'd say I still resent deeply my DT teacher from when I was at school, who, if you ever said the word but, he would then interrupt you and go, yeah, but no, but. Yeah, and like, he would do an impression of Vicky Pollard from Little Britain. And this was like months after it had been on air. You couldn't get any sentences out because he would just keep, he'd interrupt everything you said with yeah, but no, but. And eventually, you couldn't bring yourself to even smile. Eventually, I thought the only way you can really sort of beat this is to really laugh too enthusiastically. Yeah. So the next time he goes, yeah, but you go,
That's a good tactic.
That is a good tactic. You're right, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, we're trying to close the humour loop here. But, at least, play Nagadoo again. Do you want to buy a Porsche? Any pizza for me? At least they're original. If someone's saying computer says no, there's no hope for you. You can't get out of that humour loop. Yeah. That person now owns you. It's awful. okay, so come join in. The number is 812-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wicks.
Wickes have everything you need to complete your home and garden project. Shop in store or through the Wickes app.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wickes.
You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and you find yourself, maybe, in a humour loop. To find oneself being faced by the same attempt at humour by another person on a seemingly endless cycle. Hillary in Bedlington's got in touch saying, Dave, every time I mention my summer house, my boss says, or shed, as I like to call it. Wasn't funny the first time,
and
it's still not funny the millionth time, adds Hillary. Sorry, Hillary, that you are in a humour loop. Mike in Somerset says, my partner's mate is called Annie, and for the last 5 years, every time her name is mentioned or I see her, I ask if she's OK. Annie, are you OK? Are you OK, Annie? Will I stop or relent? Never! And this person concludes with, long live the humour loop. Now, this comes straight out of the 80s from Adam. Working in the building trade as a vegetarian.
What have you got for lunch today, Ads? Lettuce.
Oh, come on. Oh, no.
Adam concludes with, good one, Pete. Are you in a humour loop? Let us know the details. 8, 12, 15, that's the number.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
So many of you poor people out there, old Wolverine over here included, are caught in a humour loop. And I really have sympathy pains for Danny on line one. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Dave and the team. Yeah.
Hello. Danny, morning, great having Danny. You on. Now, this is a tale of woe because you messaged in saying a couple of months ago you fell off your ladder and you broke your leg. So, firstly, I'm sorry to hear that and wishing you a continued and speedy recovery. But this has led to you entering a humour loop with someone at work. Isn't that right, Danny?
It is indeed. It is indeed.
So, you're off the ladder, you break your leg, and now whenever you go into the office, it's the same person. Just one person's guilty of putting you in the humour loop, this crime. What is it this person says, Danny?
He says, hello, ceiling boy.
Hello, ceiling boy.
Oh,
hello, ceiling boy. Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
thanks for reminding me of that traumatic event. Yeah,
I'm on crutches, mate. Yeah. Give us a break, will you? Ceiling boy. So, you've said that you don't deserve to be in the humour loop on three different levels. The first level, what's the first level for you, Danny?
Well, it's not funny.
That's level one. Yeah.
That's enough to close this loop.
It isn't funny. Yeah. What's reason number two?
Well, it was a loft hatch, not a ceiling.
Yeah, right. Loft hatch, not a ceiling. Let's close this loop, shall we? Loop boy. And what's the third one when he calls you ceiling boy? What's the third reason?
What? Because it's ceiling boy, and he's about 20 years my junior.
Oh, young whippersnapper with ceiling boy. Oh, Danny, I'm so sorry, but thank you for sharing with the group. Do you feel a little bit better for getting it out there?
A little bit, yeah.
Would you like to name this person?
No.
You're too good for that.
I am taking the high road.
You are taking the high road.
Rise above it, Danny.
Danny, nicely done. Thank you very much indeed. So, Danny's in a humour loop. Old ceiling boy over there. What about you? 8 to 12, 15. Come, join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Get Wickes Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wickes.
A humour loop. To find oneself being faced by the same attempt at humour by another person on a seemingly endless cycle. Joining us right now on line one is Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Oh, hello.
You see, Nicole is such a beautiful name.
Yeah, it's
my goddaughter's name. It's a name I hold dear to my heart. But unfortunately, some 30-odd years ago, it was used in what can only be described as an iconic television commercial for a motor vehicle.
Yeah.
So, Nicole, fill in the gaps for us here, will you, please?
Oh, well, for those of us who are called Nicole, for many years we have been tortured with the phrase, Nicole, Papa.
Amazing.
I mean, yeah, you've gone through it for years, but the delivery, it's really helped with your delivery. That was perfect. Yeah. So,
Nicole, may I ask, it's a personal question, but how old were you around the kind of early 90s when this started to happen? Was it affecting you back then, and has it affected you ever since? Or did it kind of die off a little bit?
I was in my early 20s.
Oh, no.
And it was just... because the advert was everywhere. Everyone thought it was hilarious. It's like, oh, you've never heard this before.
So how have you gone about combating this? Because when you are in a humour loop and you've heard it 1,000 times a day from this, as you say, omnipresent television commercial, how do you go about deterring these people?
Well, it eventually got to the point where I just couldn't even be bothered to laugh and pretend that I'd never heard it before. So I would just stand there and look at them really quizzically and just say, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, you've got a, this must tactic. Be so surreal. It is, you imagine someone coming up to you going, oh, Matt, papa. I mean, it's, oh, Dave, papa. It's so
that?
Strange. Why are you putting the words papa on the end of my name? It don't make any sense to me. Nicole, we have some bad news for you.
Yes, I think I know what it is.
Well, would you like to share the news with the nation, Nicole? It seems only fair. Go ahead.
Nicole, Papa, the next generation.
Oh,
they're
it's
bringing
coming.
It back! Yeah. They're bringing it back!
They filmed the new version a couple of months ago.
Oh, Nicole, no. Papa, I'm so sorry. This is awful. The humour... Did you feel like you escaped the humour loop at one point? Did you feel it close around, like, 1998?
Yeah.
And do you feel it's, like, reopening now like a dark void?
A whole new generation will be doing it.
I thought I was safe. I thought it had finished. You know, I told people, I don't know what you're talking about. They'd look so confused, because out of context, it's a really weird thing to say to someone.
100%, yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I totally agree, you know. Right, so it's back. Do you think these years of experience dating back to the early 90s are going to put you in a good position to handle the onslaught of Nicole Papas that are definitely coming your way?
Absolutely. I now have a Nicole Papa look.
Close down the
Nicole Papa look is definitely the name of the daily podcast. We are so grateful. Give it up for Nicole, everybody. Tackling the humour loop with style and vigour.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra.
Yes, the extra bits from Social Ammunition, which is brought to you every weekday morning at 10 minutes past seven. But Matt, what have you got for us right now?
Well, we need to talk about the latest instalment of the Greeters Guild, because Troy Hawke has been out on the streets greeting people outside shops again. He's been doing this for years, right? And it's only really rose to prominence and become big, a big viral hit over the past year or so. And now people are starting to become wise to what he's doing.
Okay.
Greeting people outside
ruining his shtick.
And so the security and shops are starting to get annoyed, as you can hear as they approach him outside this Waitrose store.
Hello there.
Hello, are you all right?
Yes, not bad. How are you?
We're not too bad. What are you up to?
Oh, I'm from a Greeters Guild. I've been employed by upper management, basically to enhance the customer experience. I'm surprised you haven't been told.
We've not. Let me ask the branch manager.
All right, fair enough. It was arranged by a chap called Jan Molby. Just if you drop his name. All right, thank you.
Drop his name.
Lovely reference to the Danish Liverpool midfielder from the 80s there. And so then she goes away to check with upper management and finds out that no one has any knowledge of what's been going on. And then they all sort of march back up to him, a whole team, with security and a few other people, like, to approach him en masse.
Welcome to Waitrose. Have the best day imaginable.
Look, I've
got
nothing down from head office, I'm afraid.
We'll
have to move you on.
Oh, no worries at all. That's not a problem. No, that's all right.
How you doing, Carl?
Welcome to Waitrose. I hope you have everything that you need. Yes, all good. I'm from a Greeters Guild, essentially. I've been hired from head office. I'm surprised
No, nothing down, I'm afraid.
That's what I said. You need to move on.
Welcome to Waitrose, ma'am.
Love it. Greeting right to the end, even when he's being moved on. Lovely stuff. I'll share that. You can watch the video yourself. You'll be talking about it later and I saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Thursday morning. And in all honesty, one of the most remarkably brilliant editions of The Breakfast Show I have ever hosted. And that is all down to you guys out there. Thank you so much for getting in touch and sharing your stories and those moments from your lives. And the whole thing, of course, lives on in podcast form. It is named the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Daily Podcast, but each edition has a subheading. What's it going to be today, Matt?
OK, what we got?
We've got to, which is the most complicated dog to groom, Sadie?
Yeah, interesting.
You'll get a shout-out if you tell me who Receded Fury Rim is.
Yes.
I am now in Chris Martin's wet room. Mm-hmm. Woe betide anyone who wears shorts on the school run. And the Nicole Papa situation.
Oh, that's good. But what about Oi Ceiling Boy?
Maybe, of course!
I really like all of them, but I think maybe Oi Ceiling Boy is one of the stories of the day.
I was so enthralled with Daddy's story, I forgot to ring the bell. Good catch there, Matt. That is the name of the podcast. So, up next, news on how we can make you a winner. And today, it's £120,000. Plus, of course, with the latest news that Boris Johnson is set to resign today, we will have more on that in the news next. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Arrivederci.